Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Highlights from Hebrews, episode 26. And today we're finishing chapter 2, looking at verses 14 to 18. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Fear of death. I'm going to a funeral tomorrow. Fortunately, it's someone who was a Christian and didn't need to fear death. It'll still be a day of sadness and remembering and loss, but it will be a day of rejoicing too, because that person, Surrender, did not need to fear death because of what Jesus had done to break the power of death. How amazing that is. He broke the power that nobody and no one else can. He set us free. We are people who live believing that the best lies beyond the grave. Oh, sure, there's plenty of good things in this life, and we celebrate the life has given us. But the best lies beyond the grave. And why? Because of what Jesus did, becoming fully human, verse 17, suffering himself, verse 18, and thus being able to help those who are being tempted even today. When you and I are tempted today, this very day, we know that Jesus understands. He is able to help us. He is qualified, actively involved, takes initiative, understands our situation experientially, has the authority and the power, has the sympathy, the empathy, and the tools to help you today with your temptation. He has mastered death, he mastered temptation, and he can help you today. That's something to pray about with gratitude. We'll finish, as we always do, Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Until episode 27. God bless.